I was a happy Cambridge, and I was when I went to talks at that place when I was a student. Many times I was a Buddhist. I was a committed Buddhist, and when I went to talks by these famous monks and famous lay people, I'd fall asleep. I would, because a lot of the talks they were very learned. Professors, learned monks, but no matter how much they knew, they never learned how to give a talk and how to keep people's attention. And so the way to keep people's attention is number one, to modulate your voice. Number two, every now and again, to tell a funny story. So, funny story for today.
Tell whatever you want.
This was the story of how many vegans are here today? Okay. This was told to me by a vegan. He said, "Why did the piece of tofu cross the road?" Answer: to prove it wasn't chicken. Thank you. Thank you. What's that guy? If you don't remember anything else of the whole talk, you remember the funny story of the joke. It inflicted on other people. Some people said that was a terrible joke, and they groaned. Just like the, what was it, last year when I was riding the underground, the tube train in London. Somebody came and sat next to me and said, "Oh, you're a Buddhist monk?" I said, "I think so." They wanted to talk a little bit about Buddhism. And so I introduced a story, which had happened, a real story, in one of my retreats about this gentleman. He was an Italian Buddhist on one of my retreats, who had these weird experiences after meditating. That he dreamt one evening that he was a piece of spaghetti. And the next evening he dreamt that he was a piece of macaroni. And he said, "What does this mean?" These were really clear dreams. And I thought about it, investigated it, and the answer was pretty obvious. First evening, piece of spaghetti. Next evening, a piece of macaroni. He was recollecting his past lives. And any one of you who's ridden the underground trains in London know that no one makes eye contact. Everybody's reading their newspaper or checking their iPhones. But for once, they're all listening. And then they look up. Some groaned, some laughed, but at least I cheered up the carriage in the underground train, probably the first time ever. I was really concerned about, because they say that if you've seen any strange or suspicious behaviour, please report it. I thought I'm going to be reported straight away. Because it's not supposed to be done to tell jokes in public in the underground. Anyway, we still have actually most people, it's almost time to go. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, having been true to the topic of this evening's talk, which is that wasn't very peaceful, was it? But it was a start. Happiness of peace. We're going to begin with a 10-minute guided meditation, 15 minutes? Okay.
Why are you changing your posture?
Why is every time you say meditation, you're up here and just visualize it? You can meditate any posture. So anyway, if you like to just, you already moved again, so anyway, just stay where you are. And just close your eyes. And this evening, going to teach the Emperor's Three Questions meditation, based on a story from Leo Tolstoy. When is the most important time? The Emperor's Three Questions. It is now, the only time you have. Now is where your future is being made. Now is the only time you can do anything for your future health and happiness. Being now. And the second question, if you've read the book before or listened to the podcast, is coming. Very good. You're not giving demerit points for coming in late. You don't do detention these days. You don't go, actually, you can't sit in the naughty corner. That's okay. Starting a bit early. Please come and find a nice seat. It's my fault because I started a little bit early. But the most important time is now. The most important person in the Emperor's Three Questions is the one right in front of you. So the most important meditation object, the one to put your mindfulness on, is whatever is occurring in your mind right now. Whatever is in front of your mindfulness. Whatever, make that the most important object in the world. In other words, give it respect. You may feel that you should be watching something else. You should be observing your breath, or you should be doing something. That is one of the reasons why you're not mindful. Mindfulness is being right now, giving full attention, by which you may mean full awareness, full respect, giving importance to the content of this moment. And the third question is caring, kindness, gentleness, whatever you're experiencing right now. So I'm going to direct your attention first of all to your body with your eyes closed. It may be peaceful, it may be painful, it may be tired. Be with this moment. Respect what is happening now. It may not be pleasant, but you learn so much from it if you're here. Be kind to this moment. If you smile at this moment smiles back at you. So with your body, be aware of it. Whatever feeling your body will show to you, care for it. Now, the only time, the feeling you have right now in your body is important. Care for it. When we want something more, when we try and change things, when we try and get rid of things and deny things, that keeps us from being awake, from being here, and learning, and finding peace. Once your body is dealt with, maybe your mind will throw up something. How peaceful are you? How irritated? How clear, how tired. Whatever it is, be with it, it's important. It's happening now. Give beautiful loving kindness to this moment. When you care for something, it relaxes. When you are kind, pain heals. If it's a thought from the past or an anxiety for the future, don't try and get rid of it. That makes it worse. Give kindness to your past. Give compassion to your future.
time, the past and future get softened. Softened so much, it disappears. Now is the most important time. This, whatever you are aware of, is the most important meditation object. You don't change it. You care for it. If you have a plant, it grows by itself. Your job is just to care for it. All good qualities, they grow by themselves. You don't interfere. With that God, with kindness, opening the door of your heart to this moment. Otherwise known as kindfulness. I'm now going to be quiet for 5 minutes. sitting on time. Can we give respect and importance to whatever's happening? And you're kind. Nothing can disturb you. When it disturbs you, you think it should be different. And it's supposed to be different. And it should not be like this. All those wantings, shoulds, supposeds, they all prevent peace. Understand this basic method of meditation. Now the end time. Whatever experience is the most important in the whole world. Because here, and being kind, embracing it. You find you can meditate and find peace any place, in any situation, whether you are in pain, sick, dying, any place. You're here, and you're embracing. You're not fighting. You're kind. You find the secret of peace. If you would gently open your eyes and carry on meditating with your eyes open. Just be. And now the meditation is concluded.